Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard. And we don't have a video this week. Sorry guys. Well, but we have a flashback. This is a flashback actually. Ray and I are pretty busy this week because of Bear Watch, and I had to I've been busy with some trips that I went to. So we're doing a flashback for you all. But before that, I'm going to do a quick update. Okay, last weekend I was in Maine with my husband. Yeah, he hates it whenever I say husband. He doesn't like the word husband. So I was in Maine with my partner, and we went to Presque Isle, where he was born. Yeah, we had a great time there. We got to meet his family and hang out with the kids and everything. So it was fun. So I also got to eat a 1.25-pound lobster. It was really good. Since I was in Maine, might as well eat lobster, right? Okay, flying to Maine, I had a layover at Chicago O'Hare, and I've been there a couple of times, and I realized that it's a very nice airport, and it's a lot nicer than the one here in Houston. It's just my opinion. I'll be there again next week. No, 2 weeks from now, yeah, for Bear Pride and Memorial Weekend. So I think I'm flying through O'Hare, yeah, so I'm excited about that. Oh, just let me know, by the way, if you guys are going to Bear Pride in Chicago. So email me at the show at bearpodcast.com. Okay, so a funny thing happened to me Sunday when I was flying back from Maine. I was in Portland, and our plane got delayed because of weather. So there's nothing we can do about that. And I thought I would miss my connecting flight to Newark. Oh, no, from Newark to Houston. And when we landed at Newark, I found out, you know, if you have a smartphone, you can check flight status. And I found out that the Newark-Houston plane was also delayed. So I have about 15 minutes, so I think I can make it. So I ran as fast as I can to the gate, and sure enough, I made it. And I think I ran about a quarter of a mile. And I was catching my breath when I reached the gate. And the passengers there said, you know, hey, you made it. Yeah, I think they were just waiting for me. So if I didn't make that flight, I would have stayed in a hotel in Newark and get the 5:30, you know, in the morning flight to Houston. And no way am I going to do that. No way. So that was my adventure last weekend. So anyway, enough about me. So on with our Bear Podcast flashback. Yes, we go back about 2 years ago. It's actually episode 263, where we had Ray's mom on the show. Yes, it's a Mother's Day special in 2009. So it's a fun show. I hope you guys like it. And here's a disclaimer, a warning. Any dates or events we mentioned in this show, in this podcast you're about to hear, is from 2009. So just be warned, these are old events, okay? Okay, so let's go. Here's episode 263, our Mother's Day special of 2009. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 263.
Never know with her. I knew when she started off with the deprived child, but I said, okay, here we go. She's on full force this morning.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. Yes. How's everybody doing this fine Mother's Day morning?
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Happy Mother's Day to your moms. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's a great morning. It's an early morning that we're doing this this recording, because we had to call Ray's mom.
That's right, because she had to go to church, so we had to call her early.
Mm-hmm. How do you say it, church?
She had to go to the church.
Church? Yeah, and we had to call her really early, and it's pretty early for us, too. This is the earliest we've ever done, yeah. And it's been a busy weekend.
Yes, it has.
Okay, we got to geek out. Are we going to geek out later? I guess we're going to geek out later.
You mean about Star Trek?
Yes, we're going to talk about Star Trek. But before we get to that, let's do other stuff that that we had for this weekend. What did you do this weekend?
Let's see. This weekend, what did I do Friday night? Oh, Friday night I ran around, did some errands, you know, caught some stuff up, built some platforms for Bear Watch that we needed. cooked some steaks. Yesterday I was at graduations and graduation parties all day and went to the Lone Star College gay and lesbian, transgendered, bi, whatever you want to call it, pool party, which is quite interesting.
Okay. Yeah, well,
especially since I was the oldest guy there. I wasn't complaining, but, you know, I'm just saying. I was there by invite, so I just didn't show up. It's like, oh, hey, boys.
Okay.
And then after we get done here, I'm going to get up and get my act together and make some Jello shots. And then we're going to BuzzFest this afternoon. So,
oh, BuzzFest.
Yeah. See Papa Roach and a couple others and then there's some there that they're taking me to go see. And I'm like, who are these people? I've never heard of them. Mm-hmm. Is Madonna playing? Where's Cher?
Oh, Cher.
They're like, it's the wrong venue for that.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, let me see. Actually Friday we did the usual thing. We went bowling, of course, and yep. It was fun. But the most fun was yesterday because we attended the Asians and Friends Asian Heritage night, and there were about 40 people there who went. It was funny because it's a potluck, and we did it at the Montrose Counseling Center. And the Montrose Counseling Center is really awesome. That's where Hatch is.
Yeah,
and that's where we did the party. And it's a very nice venue there, very very open and stuff. And we had some Asian dances, and from the Filipinos, of course, and some of the Malaysians. They also did a number. Yeah, and there was a yo-yo game or yo-yo trick that one of our Chinese friends did in the show. It was awesome, and it's I don't know what kind of a yo-yo it is. It's one of those two sticks with strings, and they have the yo-yo in the middle. That's their yo-yo, and and you make it spin, you make it hum, and it's very interesting. It's very interesting how they did it. But anyway, the big thing there that I did saw, one of the big things that I saw there is I got to see the Hatch Room. Okay, just for the listeners to know, Hatch is what does Hatch mean again?
Houston Area Teen Homosexual Coalition.
Coalition for Homosexuals.
Houston Area Teen Coalition of Homosexuals, I think.
Okay. Yeah, so... Hatch is a project by the Montrose Counseling Center where they take care of the kids. They take care of trans GLBT kids who have don't have any home, or they were kicked out. Some of them are persecuted.
Well, not all of them. I mean, it's also a space for young gay teenagers to come and meet.
That's right.
A safe place to meet and talk about their lives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because what, you know, talking to the Debbie, the person that heads up Hatch, one of the things that they've noticed in the last few years that kids are coming out earlier. She said, we're getting 12 and 13-year-old kids that are coming out as gay now.
Yeah. And I had a talk with Chris Kerr. He's one of the counselors there. And he was telling me about, you know, mothers even go there asking about having a gay kid and asking for advice and having them. And then, so he would advise the parents to go to PFLAG and having the kid, you know, get to know all the other kids in Hatch, and they, you know, help them in answering their questions about GLBT issues.
Yeah.
But how I came up with this, because I got to see the room, the Hatch Room.
Yeah.
There at have you been there before?
I haven't seen it since they've got money to furnish it and stuff. I saw it when they were first moving in. It was just a big old empty room.
Yeah, and it was mentioned that the Houston Area Bears, our fundraising is doing a lot for them. They have furniture there, games, and a big LCD TV for the kids, for their entertainment, for any visual aids that they need to have. Not porn, okay?
Not porn. They have movie night once.
They have movie nights, too. Yeah. And, you know, and it's just amazing. See? These fundraisers that we do with the Houston Area Bears is really is really paying off.
Yeah.
Helping all these kids. And I'm a little bit touched last night when I saw it. I mean, you know, being in the room where we've been supporting all these years.
Yeah.
And imagine and all these kids.
And it's kind of hard to do because we can't actually interact with them. Mm-hmm. Because of the age and legal issues and stuff. So, you know, it's good that when people get to go see the work that we've done and say, hey, that was cool. So it's good.
That's right. Okay, so today, anyway, so we're going to change gears. Today, it's a special day. It's a special day. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Okay. And she is Linda. She's... Ray's mom. And actually, last year, I had my mom on. And that was pretty fun having her on the show. And this time, we had Ray's mom, and we talked about embarrassing stuff about Ray.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Ray.
And this is Nard.
And joining us this bright and early Mother's Day morning is my mom, Linda. Hi, Mom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show,
Thank
Linda.
You.
Okay. So, this is the first time we're having Ray's mom and Linda. And actually, last year, I had my mom on the show, and that was a blast having my mom on the show also. And this time it's Ray's turn to have the.
Right.
Well, good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, we always have that. So you're now in what town are you in? I forgot where Ray grew up in.
We're in Trenton, South Carolina.
Ah, okay.
Don't blink, or you will miss it.
Oh, okay.
You will miss it.
You will miss it. I mean, there's a sign, so it's Trenton. You blink, you miss it.
Oh,
it's a crossroads. That's about all there is there, and a bank.
Mm-hmm. So
we're 20 miles from Augusta and 20 miles from Aiken.
Ah, okay. That's so nice. How big is the city there, or the town that you're in?
Trenton?
Yeah.
It's probably about 500.
500, that's, oh, okay.
That's it. I'll tell you, it's a small town. Everybody knows when you fart.
So. That is awesome. Okay, well, are you ready to to be embarrassed a little, maybe about it's more like embarrassing Ray, actually.
Yeah, that's what this is all about.
Let's go.
Yeah. So Ray was it's going to be his birthday very soon too.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. Was it hard? Yeah. Was it hard getting him out or something?
No, Ray was. We were eating Mother's Day dinner. And I went into labor, and Ray came right on.
Oh, wow.
Happy, bouncy little boy.
Wow, good timing. That's right.
I know.
Good timing.
Good timing. It's almost
I thought I was turned backwards or something.
Well, you were breech.
You were breech?
Okay. Yeah,
really? I have a story about breech. We have a saying in the Philippines that breech babies have special powers. Like
he's got that.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's not really special powers, but they can, you know, when you eat probably fish and you swallow a bone, for example, and get stuck in your throat, they can heal it, something like that. I don't know. It's some urban legend I remember. But yeah, breech babies are special.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's always been special.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Was he a big crybaby when he was growing up? And he was.
Yes.
Oh, he was. I've always wanted to ask that, Ray.
Tell them about how
he always thought that mother loved everybody else best.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Here we go. Oh no. That is awesome.
He is the poor, deprived child that never had a good childhood.
Really? Okay. Go ahead, Ray. Oh, yeah. Do you have any questions? Yeah, go ahead, Ray. Ask her.
No, tell them about me as a baby. I know you like telling that story about having to go drop me off at grandma's at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. When he would start crying, I could not soothe him at all. We lived in my mom's backyard, so I would take him up there and put him in the bed with mom, and he'd go right to sleep. He was grandmommy's baby. Always has been, always will be.
That is awesome. Oh, cute, yeah. Ray.
So I was a bad baby. Mm-hmm.
No, you were not a bad baby. You just didn't like your mama, I don't think.
Oh, whatever.
Like, that is so nice. Well, when let's say in growing years, has he been a tall boy? Have you been a tall boy all the time, Ray?
Pretty much. I've been tall and fat all my life, I think.
Did you get any calls? So, Linda, did you get any calls from other parents that Ray's bullying other kids or something like that because he was the big guy? Not really? Or
no.
No?
No.
No, Ray was always very pleasant and very polite.
Oh, wow. That is so sweet. Nice.
See, and nothing's changed.
That's
true. He's always been a good child, and I'm very proud of him.
Oh, that is awesome. How about in school? Was he kind of shy when going to school and you kiss him goodbye and no, mom, not here, not in front of my friends.
Ray didn't ever mind getting kisses.
Oh, okay. Because I was like
he's
that always, with my dad.
He's very loving.
Oh, that is so nice. How about how about the coming out part?
She didn't believe me.
She didn't believe you? Okay.
I didn't believe him, but yet I cried all day because all I could think about was I won't have a grandchild by him.
Oh.
See, we were talking about this last night at a friend's house, and they said that was the biggest thing they had with their child coming out. And I'm like, hey, people can still have kids.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I know, but
Ray, you're so far away. What part would I play in that child's life?
True, but you'd get them for the summer.
Oh,
probably for the summer. I'd gladly pack them up and send their butt back to South Carolina. Oh, summer's here. You got to go to grandmother. Got to make
and
up all those
other times. Grandmother would love it.
I know.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
They love grandchildren
now. So
no,
but you got the other.
Mm-hmm.
You got the other two. So. They keep you busy.
Well, I love them dearly, but they're still, I could use more.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and definitely.
Nobody will ever have me anymore.
James is working on it, ain't he?
No. I don't know if we can face another James in this world.
James is my brother, everybody. So.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I have a Mr. Hollywood. I have a negotiator. And then I've got a country farm boy.
Well, he's a horse trader.
Mm-hmm.
A horse trader. Okay.
They're all three entirely different. Totally different.
And Tisa's the negotiator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She keeps things going between us all.
Oh, okay.
I see. So, Ray, how about you? When you came out to your mother, how did you feel about it? I mean, how did you prepare yourself? And, well, you heard your mom did not believe it. And how about you? How did you prepare yourself to coming out your mom?
Well, it took so freaking long. I was just at the point, well, I didn't care anymore. So, you know, if I remember correctly, we were on our way back from the lake. We went up to the lake, spent the day at the lake. And we were on our way back, or we were on our way up there. I think we were on our way back. And I told them. And they laughed at me. Thought I was joking.
They laughed at you.
I don't think we laughed at him. I think we already knew.
Oh, that's right. You already knew
that? We were just waiting for him to come out and tell us.
Oh, okay. So how when did you know, Linda?
When did I know?
Yeah.
Ray was a child.
Oh, really? You already knew?
Yeah, I think I knew for a long time. I just didn't talk about it because. And especially I knew when I went to some of those college dorms and stayed there.
That's right. She'd come and stay when I was in college. She'd come up on a week, about 1 week in a year and come stay in the college dorm with me.
Mm-hmm.
So just to see what college life is like.
I knew. So.
That is awesome.
I knew. He just had to say it.
Oh, you're just waiting. And
I don't condemn any child. If this is how they feel, they need to come out to their parents now.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about as a parent, how about him having dates?
Well, he dated.
Did you interrogate each one or when he dated before?
Well, he had one special girl. I mean, there were several that he dated, and that was fine.
Uh-huh, okay.
They were more like friends than boyfriend-girlfriend.
I see. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a mother knows.
Yeah.
She might not want to accept it, but she knows.
Oh, okay. At first, it was hard for you to accept it, really? And
no.
No, you really knew?
No, not
and,
at all.
Not at all. See?
Yeah, I think it was hard for his father to accept.
Oh, I see.
But we've never told him, so he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows.
I'm sure he does, but mm-hmm. we've never had that conversation.
I don't condemn. It's your life. If you're happy, that's all I want.
Yeah. Okay, Linda, I have to tell you something about a little bit about my mom. I actually came out to her a little later, about 2005, and until now, she hasn't accepted it too much, or she knows. Well, it's to a
but
point.
She doesn't talk about it.
She doesn't talk about it, but she. The last gesture that she did, which was awesome, that she sent a Christmas card to us for me and my partner, you know, me and Mike, to Maynard and Mike. Yeah, love Maynard and Mike. And that's how she signed the card, and it was awesome, and it's a great step. But
it's a good step.
It's a great step. And to me, okay, to you as a mother, what can I... what kind of advice can you tell to my mom if you ever speak to her about having a gay son?
Have patience. It takes a lot, but you've got to remember you love your son. And you might not approve, but you're living your life. Let them live theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient.
Sorry.
Accept it for what it is.
Wow.
And then just meddle as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Do yeah. what?
And meddle as much as you can.
Yeah, and talk to the partner and find out all you can. And you might find out you like the partner more than you do your son.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's something that I have to get my mom out of the shell with. She's very quiet about it, and I really have to talk to her sometimes. And it's kind of a different culture in the Philippines. Actually, when I spoke to her, you know, do you have any reaction about me coming out? And she was just curious. I mean, how could you be gay? I have a mustache. I have a beard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is with my mom, actually. So, and she was wondering, how could that be? And well, I had to explain to her.
It's hard for any mother.
Yeah.
To think that you brought a child into this world to do something that is so condemned.
That is
but
so
all
condemned.
I can say is love builds the way.
Oh, that is a good. Yeah, I'll probably tell my mom that patience. Yeah, she needs patience about it. And well, I guess I need patience too. But for her to really,
yes, you do.
Really accept it thoroughly.
And you don't need to keep telling your mom what a lowly, deprived child you are.
Oh, come on,
Ray. Is that how you are? Is that how you tormented your mom?
No, I just get when she give me a hard time, I'd give her a hard time back. So
I see.
Okay. No, Ray and I are very close. We might be far apart, but I love Ray dearly.
Yeah. Well, that is so good. But how about your when Ray moved? Because he's there originally. And, you know, him came out and everything and having a partner and stuff and moved to Texas. How did you feel about him moving away?
I hate it. I still hate it.
Oh, really? Until now?
Yeah, she still hates it. Every day, every time we talk, she's like, are you ready to come back home? Are you ready to come back home?
You know, Ray could not live his life here in this small town. You know, South Carolina is a southern state. He couldn't live here openly like he does. There.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And I have met his friends, and I've been to church with him, and I'm very impressed with everything I've seen out there. Mm-hmm. And that's his life. I just need to go more often.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Have you any plans in visiting Texas soon?
Well, I wanted to come for his birthday, but I'm going through some health problems, and I'm just not ready.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
It won't be long.
Wow, how about, visiting... you, Ray, it'd be great that your mom, if she would visit you here.
Yeah, Well, she used to come once a year, and then the last, but then she had grandkids, and she forgot about me, so she didn't come anymore.
Oh, you poor deprived
child. No, actually, we've tried to get work it out a couple times, but there's always some issue going on. My grandmother, I think we were trying to do it last year, and Cora got sick, and that ate up everybody's time, so it didn't happen, and, you know, so things kind of
come. You came home.
Yeah, I came home, so I made sure I came home.
You came home. So maybe this year. I'm planning on it.
Yeah. So we're working at getting her back out here. She has a good time. She likes the mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mining company. She likes to go to the mining company.
Really? You like the mining Montrose Mining Company bar?
Yep.
He took me several places.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know you're a bar person. Well, not
really. Well, not really, but I think one of the first times she was out here, it was when me and Patrick were together, and we took them to the bars and showed them everything, you know. We went to JR's.
Oh,
kind of hanging out there because, you know, that's more of the neutral bar. Mm-hmm. And then I looked around, and they had disappeared on me, and I was like, where'd my mom and them go? And got looking for them and walked out of JR's door, and there she was sitting up over on the patio of the mine watching everybody walk by.
Yeah. Should have brought her to the piano bar back then. There was Briar Patch many years ago.
Yeah, but see, Briar Patch back then was way on the other side of town. It was over there near the university.
Yeah.
Village and stuff. So.
Oh, Linda, you might like it. It's a piano bar, martini bar and stuff like that. And and they had
Everybody's so friendly out there. I had several that I dance with, and they call me mom, and are you looking for me, mom? You know? So I had a good time. I just enjoyed talking and meeting. You learn things. You know, you learn how other people think about all this.
Yeah. I'd like to hear some embarrassing stories about Ray, something that I can really bring up on his dinner party on Tuesday.
Well, there's one. I remember clearly. We had a little step-niece, my brother's girlfriend's child. Mm-hmm. And she and him were trying to get it on up under my bedroom window. And they were out there, and neither one of them, I guess they were six. And they were just going to it, and I was standing up at the window watching them, trying to figure out what they were going to do. But that was a funny one. That was really funny.
Oh, my God.
See, I was a horn dog even back then.
Yep.
Nothing's changed.
Did you give him tips or anything? No. I'm kidding.
Ray tips?
Did you give her Ray tips or something?
No, I was so shocked. I didn't know what to say.
That is awesome. Wow, you got to tell me more about this, Ray, next time. Okay.
He's a mess. I'll talk to you when I come out.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. How about you, Ray? I mean, were there times that, your mom gave you a hard time?
That my mom still holds against me is the time that I put Cassandra Lott's underwear on her.
I could have killed you then.
The rear view mirror in her car and left them hanging up there overnight. So she went out and got in her car the next morning to go to work. And she didn't say anything then. She stewed on it all the way from the house to her job site. And then she gave me a phone call. And I got an earful. So.
Boy, you did.
Oh, wow.
Nobody does that to their mother.
See, children sometimes are mean to their moms, but
well, it wasn't being mean. It was more me playing a joke on Cassandra, but
in her car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in wrapping up, Linda. What is your advice? Because we have some listeners out there who are not yet out, and they have they seem to think that their parents don't have to know. What is your opinion on that? Their parents don't have to know that I'm gay. They're older already. What do you think of that?
Come out. What have you got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
What? If you don't live your life and be happy, then nobody's going to help you with it. You may as well come out, be yourself. Just, you don't have to tell the whole world. It doesn't matter whether everybody knows it or not. Mm-hmm. Just do it for yourself.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's right. That's a good advice.
Probably, yeah, just do it for yourself.
Yeah, everybody out there listening, just...
You don't have to impress anybody. You need to be happy. And that's what I believe in this day and time. Be happy.
Wow. That is awesome. Anyway, Ray, okay. So, are we going to wrap this up, yep. Ray? Or
wrap this up and let Mom get to church, because I know you're going to the church.
Oh, you go to the church.
Yes, I'm going to the church.
Awesome.
Thank y'all for having me on.
Well, no problem.
It's really a pleasure.
I love you.
Oh,
I love you dearly.
Well, thank you. I love you too. Buddy says hi.
All right.
You have a good one.
All right. Talk to you later, Mom.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Are you coming to Bear Watch?
Bring your booty to Galveston, Texas, May 15th to the 17th for a good time.
We'll be serving you breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday, and a brunch on Sunday, you mangy scallywags.
Friday nightfall, we'll be docking in Port Galveston to get our groove on. Saturday, we'll be pillaging the beaches for a bit more booty.
That nightfall, we'll have the notorious Bear Watch pool party. With our very own seafoam pit loaded with a booty to plunder and a bottle of rum.
Go to www.bearwatch.net. That's www.bearwatch.net to register.
And you might even come across what's in Davy Jones' locker, or at least try a sling out.
All right, so that was a great segment with Ray's mom.
Yay.
Yay. It's great having your mom on. And...
Oh, no, it was cool having her on the show. I popped it on her like, what, Friday? I said, oh, by the way, we're going to have you on the show Sunday. We'll call you. What time do you want us to call? She said, well, I'm going to church, so you got to call me early. So I'm like, we'll call you.
Well, it could have been earlier, too, if you wanted to. But
yeah,
we were running out of time.
Yeah, she was like, okay, well, let's do it at 10 in the morning. I was like, okay, that's 9 our time. I guess I can get up that early. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, thank you again, Linda. I hope when she listens to this. But were you afraid she's going to say something embarrassing?
You never know with her. You never know. I swear you never know what she's going to say.
She's such a sweet mom. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I bet you're really proud. And okay, so yeah, happy Mother's Day to all of you guys. I hope you have a great Mother's Day with your mom. Spend it well. I wish I could with my mom. She's in California right now, and she's busy. She must be in church by now too. It's also very early there right now. It's only 7:36 there. She's still
she going to early mass.
No, she usually takes the 10 o'clock mass or something, or noon mass. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all right, moving right along, we're gonna have some. What do we have here? Let's
choose. We gotta talk about Star Trek, and we gotta
Star
talk.
Trek.
You said you had something special for me earlier. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're gonna play that now, since I can play this later, I guess. I don't know if you can even hear this. Can you? Did you hear that? I guess you heard that.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh goodness! I'll have to pull it up with my cell phone. But yeah, go ahead. Okay, go ahead and talk about Star Trek. Let's talk
Star
about
Trek. Let's get going.
Okay, go ahead.
When's
go ahead.
The next one coming out? That's all I got to say. No, actually, Maynard and I went and caught the 10:25 show of Star Trek Thursday night after the Bear Watch meeting, because at some theaters apparently they could show it earlier than most theaters. So we went and watched it. I went in trying not to have great expectations, or good or bad, because, you know, I wanted to give it a chance. Because, you know, when you take something like that and you try to change it, it's usually hard to do, or most times they screw it up. But I must say that I was fairly impressed. I'm looking forward to further J.J. Abrams' Star Trek movies, because that one was just incredible. The way they separated it from the original Star Trek that was done back in the 60s.
Yep.
Resetting everything, you know, getting the same characters in there with the same personalities with different people in them was incredible. The new James T. Kirk, Christopher Pine, is just hot as hell. Zachary Quinto with those pointed ears is hot too. So I'm glad they brought up some stuff in the movie that they only kind of touched on in the TV series, just because it was so controversial. But the relationship between Spock and Uhura.
That was shocking. I mean,
and in the TV shows, it was always just hinted at that she was always attracted to him, because he would always play for her when she was singing, and she was always singing to him.
Yeah, I remember that. Whenever she sings.
This time they actually gave them, they're dating, pretty much. Because that was quite a passionate quick kiss on the transporter pad, I must say, for a Vulcan and a human.
Mm-hmm.
So I was surprised to see Winona Ryder was in this movie.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her, actually.
I didn't either. I was like, the face looks familiar. Who is that?
Yeah. So. I didn't know who it was, but it was weird. I didn't recognize her being with the hood and everything. And did she have makeup or something that made her old or something?
Well, probably. I mean, because in the one of the scenes, she had gray hair and stuff, so where she was getting older. So
yeah,
but it was quite interesting. A little fin they had in there with that and Spock. So Leonard Nimoy is Spock. You know, they said, oh, he's just got a big part. He was just a little bit more than a bit part, but you know, it was very good.
Essential part. It's amazing.
Yeah. So it was all I loved it. The only thing that I did not like about the entire movie.
Yeah.
Was the Enterprise engine room.
Oh, yeah, it looks so different.
It looks too different. It looked like some industrial warehouse operation here that we see day to day. It wasn't anything spectacular. It was very, you know, so.
But it did look like the NX-01 with the Enterprise. It kind of looked like the Well, not too much on the catwalks and everything, but the setup is very much like the one in Enterprise
See, I didn't even get that because you didn't even actually see the engine. I mean, the warp drive.
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to see that. Whenever you watch a Star Trek movie, you have to see the warp drive.
I was expecting a little bit more, but it was just like, okay, we're in this really big place, a lot of pipes and stuff going everywhere and a lot of controls and stuff, but there's no engine. I mean, you didn't see that. Even when they ejected the core, it looked totally weird.
Yeah.
So, you know, but maybe they'll address that future on. That's the only thing I didn't like. That's the only complaint I had is I expected to have a cool engine room. And I
didn't that. Didn't like that part.
Yeah. But because I'm all about the whole part about Star Trek, about the engineering of it, the thought that goes in behind building the ships. And, you know, that's why I got the blueprints of all the ships and all that kind of stuff. And so that's my geekiness, but everything else was incredible, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's a good start. It's a good reboot, but okay. Yeah. I'm really expecting a lot of different new books now and just, it's an alternate reality and it's going to be spawning a lot of books right now, a lot of fan fiction, and a lot of stuff that it's totally different from the canon, and it's just amazing. I liked it. Many people didn't like it. Even my friends in the Philippines were saying, "No, why did you do that, J.J. Abrams? I hate you." You know, but that's how it is.
Well, see, I kept hearing the opposite. I kept hearing people say how incredible it was.
Yeah,
and I heard a couple people say that they said, well, it was better than the original. And I'm like, well, compared to apples, it's about the same. I mean, you just got more technology and special effects that you can do now that you couldn't do then. I mean,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what carried the OSHA so well was the story writing. So,
and it's more story. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It's more story like, let's go to Vulcan. Let's do this and that. There's no, the warp drive needed more dilithium crystals that we have to recharge it with more photons. There's no technological that not too much of that. It's really everyone.
Technology was a tool to work with, but storylines, cut to me, is what drove everything, and it's very good because you got to see some background of your characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always wondered because Bones was older than everybody else, how he got in the group, and you see that, and you find out that he's divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he joined Starfleet. You see, you know, you get the background of Kirk as a child, that his dad was a starship officer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A hot starship officer, by the way.
Yeah, they should have kept
the skin tight suits because it was like a cross between the Enterprise TV show and where everything was skin tight, kind of uniform. It was pretty hot. So, the only character I really didn't like, and I don't know if that's because that's when I had to jump up and go to the bathroom that night, is when Eric Bana's character was giving his whole spiel about why he was doing all this. So,
yeah.
So I'm sure when I see it the second, third, fourth time, I'll get a good understanding of what he's doing. So
I didn't recognize him until I read it. It's Eric Bana. I was thinking, yeah, this is the Hulk. And then now he's, you know, he's Nemo. Nemo? Yeah. Nero. Nero. Sorry. Not Nero. No. Captain Nemo. Nemo. No, it's Captain Nero. Captain Nero.
Yeah.
It's so, an officer. It's just awesome. I really recommend it to everyone. I really like it. You know what? I want to watch it again. We should watch it in a big screen this time.
Yeah. Well, I want to go see the IMAX screen of it. So
the IMAX one.
Well, maybe we can go do that sometime this week. Well, no, we got Bear Watch this week. Maybe after Bear Watch is over with. So.
Yeah, we should do that. So. Wow. But anyway, okay. I have to play a voicemail for you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, Nard and Ray. This is Jeff up in Vermont, Mr. Panda Bear. I hope all is well with both you guys. Happy birthday, Ray. I miss you guys. We got to do a show again soon. Hugs.
That was Jeff from Vermont.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
He just had his birthday last week.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, he says happy birthday. You know what? Thanks, Jeff, for the voicemail again.
Yes.
You know what? We haven't done a Jesus show for a long time.
I know.
We haven't gotten around to it. We've just been so busy.
I know. Maybe we need to plan one after Bear Watch.
Yeah, we should do that. We should do that.
A big Chaser show.
Mm-hmm. Actually, before we talk about Bear Watch, I'm going to talk about quickly something about Bear Pride. Bear Pride is a big thing right now. I'm gonna be there on Memorial Weekend with Mike. It's gonna be my first time, and I'm looking forward to lots of people again to see there who I saw at the TBRU and who I've never seen before. I've seen them online only or chat with them. Marvin from Ursus at Large, and I think he's gonna be there, and John Perk from Live Journal, John from Minnesota. And of course, the BTalk boys, we're going to see them again. And the Bear Pride Committee. We had them in the show a couple of episodes ago. And yeah, it'd be great to see them again. God, we've been on for a long time now. I guess we can wrap this up for now. We have a big thing this coming, Bear Watch.
That's right. It is Bear Watch this week. It kicks off Friday night in Galveston. We still have spaces open. There's still a couple hotel rooms if you want to come. The cost is $125 right now. Go to www.bearwatch.net and get registered, or you can show up Friday night, or at least go reserve your hotel room before they get all booked up, because there wouldn't be like five or six of them left. But you can show up Friday night and register, $125 a person. And remember, Friday night is the party with the mostest. It's a private party, so we can pretty much do anything we want.
Oh, nudity. Wow. Really?
That's what I've been told. We're having a strip contest.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So you can strip all the way down.
I guess no pictures.
Well, I didn't say that.
Okay. Who's going to stop us? Yes.
That's right. That's only in the pool area. What happens in the foam stays in the foam. So.
Okay. I'm excited about this. We're going to record from there, probably a few minutes from there, around the beach area, and keep it simple, maybe. We shall see. It should be fun. And we have to plan that. And okay, big thing this coming tomorrow, actually, Monday. We're going to be. What are we going to do? We're going to do the packet stuffing. That's one of the hard parts of preparing for a bear run.
Yeah.
The packet stuffing. Oh, well, we're used to it.
We got packet stuffing with pizza and pool afterwards, so it should be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, pizza and pool. It's going to be at Patrick's, right?
Patrick's house, yeah.
Oh, so nice.
Bring your bathing suit.
Okay.
Actually, you really don't have to have one. I'm sure it's clothing optional, too.
Oh, okay. That's good. But anyway, okay. So, yeah, happy Mother's Day, everyone. We're going to close this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. I had to think about it for a minute. 206-222-BEAR. Just like Jeffrey. You leave a message, you get it played on the show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And instantly you're world famous.
Aw. Hi, Jeff. Belated happy birthday. Yeah, contact us at the website, through the website. Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Leave your comments there too. And subscribe via iTunes. Catch us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. And yeah, call us. Give us a call. Give us feedback.
Right. Shoot us some email, something.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll probably read some more comments on the next show on the Bear Watch meeting, because we're kind of tight right now. Okay, so Ray, what are you going to do now?
Probably go take a shower, go get some breakfast, and then get ready for BuzzFest this afternoon. So.
Okay, I hope you enjoy it. Me, I don't know yet. Maybe put this all together. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get a show out early. Amazing.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.